98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us in the studio for On the Block, which is a weekly look at some local business owners. And, you know, we give you an opportunity to get to know them. That's what On the Block is all about. And we have Jennifer from the Domes Dispensary with us. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning to you.
It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Now, folks may know the iconic Domes buildings if you've ever been by the traffic circle in Kingston. There are these two white geodesic domes that are hanging out. Now they are fully purposed. We know that one of the domes is where you walk in and you purchase your product. What's in the other dome?
The big mystery. Oh, that's just our back of house. It's all boring back there, you
that's
know.
Where the cage is.
Yeah.
That's where my office is and the bathroom and the break room.
Exactly. Nothing too interesting
it's
back there.
It's probably the cool room, though. That's where all the skylights are and it looks beautiful and it's all decorated in wood everywhere. So I bet the office space is just as beautiful as the dispensary. Which is a sight to behold. Once you walk in the doors of the domes, everything is just beautifully laid out. You get to see all the product. And, well, how long have you owned the domes?
Well, thank you for your kind words. Yeah, we feel very, very fortunate that this is our home here.
Yeah.
We have owned there since we opened in November of 2024. Mm. So it's almost a year and a half, I guess, since we opened. And, you know, we got in there as quickly as we could after all the permitting processes. Yeah. So that was in about October 1st.
Has the clientele grown since 2024 or always been steady?
Oh, sure. It's grown a lot. You know, we're a new business and it took people a little bit to go, wait a minute, there's something going on in there, because the dome sat vacant for, I think we were talking about it, maybe 6 to 8 years before we came around and said, this is our ideal location. Oh my gosh. So it was just kind of waiting for us, but it was waiting a long time. Mm-hmm.
Did you get it at a reasonable price then?
Well, we got it at a price we felt was really fair, particularly because we knew exactly what we were going to do with it. We felt very confident. It was a perfect match. You know, in retail, that doesn't always happen.
No, that's really cool. So the place found you also. And that's cool that you brought life to that little part of Kingston, which has a really cool location. It's centrally located to everywhere. You can go visit Kingston, get off the thruway, you're at the traffic circle. It's right there, more or less. So tell the folks the address of the domes.
It's 268 Forest Hill Drive, which is right on the corner of Route 28. If you've ever been to Potter Brothers, it's right where you turn on to go to Potter Brothers. And it's just off exit 19, off the thruway. And instead of going toward the city of Kingston, you go the other way, toward Pine Hill, Woodstock, Phoenicia, and it's right there, stone's throw from the highway.
So how do you feel about the clientele that's coming into the domes? Is it a friendly bunch? Are you happy to be part of this community? How do you feel about this?
I feel filled with gratitude for every person that walks in. And we got, oh my gosh, every walk of life, every age, every, you know, we got just so many different kinds of people. Yeah. I can't even categorize.
It's kind of amazing when you visit a dispensary. Just as a consumer, and you walk in and you look around and you see moms, doctors, garbage men, professionals, all mixed together, all happy.
Yeah, it's true. And I think it's because cannabis has such a wide range of products to offer to such a wide range of people. I mean, it's not just one product for one thing. It's just a massive, massive variety of different things that people use it for. People use it for, you know, we don't say medicinal because
you're not doctors.
We're not regulated for that, but we say, hey, if it works for you, great. And a lot of our customers and community find that it works really well for pain, find it works really well for sleep, find it works really well for you name it as far as, you know, physical ailments. And then there's a lot of people that use it recreationally and have a great time. And, you know, I've been really, really impressed by just, like I'm saying, the wide range of people.
And where are you originally from?
Well, I was born and raised in the Boston area. And then I was in New York City for many, many years, starting as a young person.
Why did you dream of opening a cannabis dispensary?
Well, my background is, this is my third career.
Okay.
I started out as a child actor. I was a child actor hitting the Broadway stage when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And that's what took me from Boston to New York at a young age. And then I did, you know, was in TV and movies and whatnot through my teenage years, and did a lot of playing on the in New York City theater in my 20s and into my 30s. And then I just wanted a little more stability, and I got into the food business. So I opened a little ice cream shop in Brooklyn. Yeah.
And all natural?
Yes. It was all certified organic, and we were the only certified organic ice cream in New York City.
What was it called?
Blue Marble Ice Cream. You can still find it in your local retailers, grocery stores, in the New York metro area at least. And we had a really great time with that. We started out with a little ice cream shop on Atlantic Avenue, right near the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And we expanded from there. Wow. And I did that for 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get the name, the flavors?
Oh yeah. We named the flavors. We did very elemental flavors. We weren't really known for like our wild, crazy flavors, but we were definitely known for the highest quality ingredients. Mm. Again, all certified organic, and had a lot of integrity with what we were doing there. And really honoring the earth, and that was why we were called Blue Marble.
Okay.
Named after the big blue marble.
Yeah.
And so it was actually kind of a natural step for me to go from that, which a lot of the sourcing is agriculture. I mean, you're dealing with farms, you're dealing with
farmers.
Farmers and sustainable agriculture. So for me, when I wanted to, you know, throw my hat in the ring to get a license for the cannabis dispensary, which was done by lottery, the round that we did was by lottery. I thought, well, I've run an ice cream business for nearly 20 years. I know how to do retail. I really care about the environment, care about, you know, cultivation and practices and taking care of the earth. I've done that for all these years. Let me see if I got lucky here. And then I did.
So you were drawn from the lottery. That means that you didn't have a criminal background.
Well, yeah, the first round of applicants, you had to have a criminal record.
And then the second round was by lottery?
The second round was by lottery, exactly. That's where I fell in, yeah.
Well, you lucked out. And what a location, too, right? In Kingston by the traffic circle, the Domes Dispensary. We're talking with Jennifer. This is 98.1 KZE. On the Block is the segment. And, well, we played High Steppin' by the Avett Brothers just a moment ago, and this Saturday is the 420 Kingston Crown.
That's right.
Which is really cool, and you told me that it sold out, the testing kits.
Yes, so we were selling these great judging kits. You could be, anyone could be a judge. In five categories, we had indica pre-roll, indica flower, sativa pre-roll, sativa flower, and our daytime gummies. Mm. And we sold out pretty quick this year. And then everyone cast their votes. And the winners, we know who the winners are. the trophies are being created as I stand here. And we will be presenting those on Saturday.
So the ballots, you mean the ballots are in, everybody has been judged and is a winner.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That happened yesterday where had our final moment of and we submitted in for to another local business, Timely Signs. We give a little shout out in Kingston. We love those guys, and they're making our trophies right now. But then we'll be announcing the winners throughout the day, every hour on the hour, starting at noon on Saturday.
Now, as a consumer, when you stop by the Domes Dispensary on Saturday, there's a lot of things going on. The food guy, the food dude is going to be there. So you got food and you have all kinds of entertainment.
Yep.
Including, as we mentioned, by playing High Steppin', some two-stepping.
That's right. We got some line dancing. Catskill cool. Line is coming down.
Really? Yep, do they give Georgina? Lessons first and then jump in?
Oh, absolutely.
Or do they just expect you to dance?
Oh, no, absolutely. That's why we have Georgina. She's an expert. She's a leader, and she'll tell you exactly what to do.
Oh, that's
happening
great.
From 12 to 2 up on our grassy area. It's going to be great. We've got a tent there. And, we'll be playing that music, and she'll be just anyone who, even if you haven't done line dancing before, you just jump in and she'll show you exactly what to do. So it'll be great. And you got the Hudson Valley Food Dude. The whole event goes from 12 to 6. So we've got the line dancing from 12 to 2. 2 to 4, we have Prez Bush, and he's going to be doing live jazz there with his band.
Cool.
Yep, they're wonderful.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. I saw them at an event in Kingston last year. I thought, we got to get these guys to the Dome.
Cool.
So that'll be live jazz from 2 to 4. And from 2 to 6 p.m., we're going to have two incredible tattoo artists giving free tattoos inside the Dome.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So come on out for that.
I could bring a picture of my dog and... they're hooked up.
They're probably going to have a little booklet with options for you that might not be quite as intricate as a portrait of your dog, but they know what people like, and there'll be a lot of good tattoos to choose from. So yeah, that'll be from 2 to 6 p.m.
When I was young, there was a tattoo shop near where I was growing up, and you know, when you're 15, 16, thinking about tattoos and how cool they look on everyone else. I'm like, well, when I'm 18, I could get a tattoo. Well, there was a tattoo parlor up the block where I could ride by on my bike, and it said free tattoos. So I went in with a friend, and we said, we'd like a free tattoo. Yeah, kid? It's a Tweety Bird right on your forehead. You want one?
That's a good one.
I said, no, thank you. Maybe a big fat cannabis leaf on my forehead for free at the Dome's dispensary on Saturday. Maybe that'll work. But that's super cool. So free tattoos. How do you get one? Like, you have to line up?
Show
like-
up. Yeah, we'll see how many people come. And yeah, you just show up. And we may end up having a list going, because
cool.
If we have a lot of people waiting, then that's how we'll manage it. But yeah, from 2 to 4 p.m., they'll be there. They're from Inc. Incorporated in Kingston, two great expert tattoo
artists.
Now,
Jenny, this is a big question and very serious. At the event, are you able to consume?
Absolutely not. No,
okay.
We don't have any ability to consume on site. That's not part of our license.
Okay.
And we'll have signs everywhere that says no consumption on site.
But it'll
be kind of like good, clean fun, just lots of delicious food.
Because that gets into a weird area, because it's legal and you could smoke it anywhere. But of course, if you ask people not to, then they shouldn't. But
yeah,
it's a weird thing.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have that happening on our property.
Yeah, gotcha.
So that's a great question. Glad you asked it. Yeah.
So people beware. It's not going to be a puff fest.
Correct.
Right.
That's right.
We're talking with Jennifer from the Dome's Dispensary. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with more from Jenny from the Dome's Dispensary. Get to know who's on the block with 98.1 KZE. And we're back. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us is Jennifer from the Dome's Dispensary in Kingston. And this Saturday is the Kingston Crown Cannabis Competition. And everyone can get some great savings, enjoy some live music, some great food, and a sense of community about something that you all share a common interest in. And, well, Jenny, what do you like to do for fun when you're not working?
Oh, well, I have a 16-year-old son, and I love hanging out with him, because
cool.
I'm like starting to look down the into the future and go, this time is limited, you know, so we love to, you know, go to movies.
I love to
go hiking, walk around in nature.
Oh, well, that's super cool.
At this point, I kind of like anything he wants to do, I'll just tag along with him, because he doesn't really want to do the stuff I want to do.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, you enjoy music?
Oh, yeah, I love music.
Do you have music playing at the Domes?
We have music playing at the domes. We let our bud tenders decide what they're going to play because they're the ones out there on the floor all day. Yeah.
Well, that's super cool. Now, at the Kingston Crown, tell me about who's going to be there.
Well, in addition to already mentioned, we've got the line dancing 12 to 2. We've got Prez Bush, a jazz live jazz band, 2 to 4. We've got the tattoo artist. And we have an incredible lineup. Over 25 cannabis partners, farmers, brands coming throughout the whole day. Between starting at actually at 10 a.m., Harney Brothers is going to be there. We've got Aphrodite pre-rolls. We've got Alchemy Pure. We have MFNY, Fernway. Wild, just and
are they
going to
be all
more.
Like set up with information about their products?
They're going to be all set up with information about their products. I'm sure they're going to be giving away swag and they're going to be offering discounts. It's going to be a great time for you to just
that
go
is cool.
see what you can grab.
There's going to be big discounts on product on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of discounts. Lots of
does that come direct from the distributors who are there?
No, you go inside and you get it from us. Cool. You purchase it from us, but we've arranged with them all the discounts that are going to be offered.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an amazing event that's this Saturday, and it starts at what time?
It starts at noon, but we do open for business at our regular hour, 9 a.m. Mm. But you'll see a lot of setting up, me walking around with balloons and things between 9 and 12, and then the fun starts at 12.
Well, it'll be a party at the Domes this Saturday, and you have other events that are coming up. Folks can visit the website, domesdispensary.com. You could check out all the specials on products. You could check out all the specials and in-store reps come by and they set up shop there. And that's another way to get to know the product and who's making it, which is such a cool thing. And I see you have many pop-up visitors coming.
Absolutely, and a great place to find that out is, as you just said, domesdispensary.com. And if you go to our events page, that's just a little tab at the top of the website, and you can always see who's coming and when. And when we have pop-ups, that's a great time to get a deal.
And the Domes has all kinds of cannabis products, from flower, edibles, pre-rolls, vapes, concentrates, topicals, tinctures, and some cool shirts and hats and stuff like that, which you can all shop online as well. So, Jen, thanks for being here. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, all the best
on Saturday
to you, the family, the 16-year-old, and, you know, the last remaining months of this age in general, which is pretty special. And before you know it, they're going to be doing other things.
I know.
Which is so cool. But thanks for being part of our community and offering great products to relieve all kinds of ailments and stress and just make people feel good in general. So that's what you can get at the Domes Dispensary. And go stop by and say hi to Jennifer. Are you there? Are you out on the floor at all?
I'll be there all day on Saturday. Otherwise, I'm hiding in my little hovel in the back doing the books. But you can see David. That's my husband. He's my better half, and he's there all the time.
He's out on the floor?
Yeah, he's on the floor. He's the Irish guy.
Okay, cool. All right. Jennifer from the Domes Dispensary on Route 28 in Kingston, right by the traffic circle. Stop by and have fun. Thanks, Jennifer. All the best.
Thank you.
Here's one from the Beatles, which Paul McCartney has confessed this song is all about cannabis.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind.